Gee, agus Falcha, good Gian Clare, coming Luke Glasgow, and a shot and a shot of me, Tom Comack, with you as always on a Wednesday night, and here until 9 o'clock. A very busy programme lined up tonight, so we must get cracking very soon. But just to tell you what's coming up, we have the Donegal man who is hoping to mastermind an All-Ireland Minor Football Championship success for Tipperary on Sunday in Croke Park, of course, when they play Kerry in the All-Ireland Minor Final. Of course, that is none other than former Finn Harps manager Charlie McKeever. That's coming up later in the programme. We'll be also joined shortly by new Donegal hurling manager Ardal McDermott, as he looks forward to his first venture into inter-county management after taking over Donegal senior hurlers, taking over from Ray Durick, a former clubmate of his. But first of all, tonight we're joined by the Donegal Camogie Board Secretary Manus O'Donnell and manager of the Donegal Under 40 Camogie team, who made their own little piece of history last week by reaching a first ever All-Ireland Camogie Blitz and winning a silver medal in Dublin on Saturday afternoon.
Manus, last weekend was a historic weekend for Donegal Camogie. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Donegal Under 40 and Camogie team played in the All-Ireland Division 4 County Fela, which has been hosted for the last 4 years. Croke Park have organised it. It's a new inter-county competition on the eve of the All-Ireland finals, and to get all the counties from all over Ireland. I think there was 31 teams there this year, or maybe even 37, and there were five divisions, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, and they played in venues all around Dublin, and they had the finals on the Saturday evening, and the girls paraded the ramp Croke Park on Sunday at half time in the intermediate match.
And who did they play?
We played Kerry, and I knew we had to play Kerry, Monaghan, Wicklow, Westmeath in that order, and I had refereed Kerry team in the Fela, the inter-club Fela in June in Garvahy. Killard, they played in the Division 4 final, and I knew they would have a strong base of a team, and we got the lucky break. We were leading by a point for most of the first half. The halves are only 12 minutes each half, and with a minute to go, we scored a goal. So we went in at half time 1-1 to no score, and Kerry came back, and after 6 minutes in the second half, got a goal. So it was 1-1 to 1. It was nip and tuck. With 2 minutes to go, we got a goal to make it 2-1 to 1. Our next game was at Monaghan. It was a convincing victory. We'd already played them in the Ulster competition, which we won at our section. We played Monaghan and we beat them 3-4 to 0-0. Then we played Wicklow. It was 6-4 to 0-1. And Westmeath B, it was 7-1 to 1 goal. And then we left for our semi-final. Where
That qualified you then for the semi-finals?
Yeah. Of the other section. And Meath and Cavan came out of the other section, and we were drawn because we topped the group. We played Meath, and it was Meath B. They upped their game by 100%. We had 24 girls on the panel, and each and every one of them did the county proud and their clubs and families proud. It was a great achievement, and we won by 2 goals and 3 points to 0-2. And unfortunately, then the final, Cavan were just too strong, and they defeated us. And the final, it's onwards and upwards. And these girls had already won the B competition in the Connacht Blitz in July. And then at our Ulster Blitz, we won our section. We beat Monaghan and Tyrone B in the round robin, and then Monaghan in the final. So they've got 2 silver medals and a gold medal this year. So it's a great achievement for them.
Yeah. So they got silver medals for the weekend.
Yeah.
And tell me, how many clubs involved? How many players drawn from?
The players were drawn from Cairn Donna, Burt, Letterkenny Gales, St. Eunan's, and Sean McCool's. Four Masters, unfortunately, didn't have anybody available this year, and we have a new club just affiliated, Muff, but they're too young. But the girls were outstanding, and it was a great weekend for us.
Brilliant.
Had a great day, and hopefully these girls will progress next year. It's another 15 competition they can go to represent the county, and most of them will be playing on the under 16 panel next year as well.
Well done, Manus, and congratulations to you and the girls.
And I just want to say my fellow mentors were Aidan Quinn from Letterkenny Gaels and Marie Gibbons from Letterkenny Gaels, Marie Gilbert and Joe Keighley of St. Eunan's. So it was a team effort by everybody, and as I say, well done to the girls and their families.
Yeah. Look at Manus, thanks a million, and time is a bit pressing, but we will promise to get you in maybe some night, and we'll talk about Camogie and the state of Camogie and how it's going in the county.
No problem. Okay.
Thank you indeed. Bye.
Bye.
That's Manus O'Donnell there, of course, secretary of the Donegal Camogie Board, and also manager of that under 14 team that reached the All Ireland final in Division 4 at that All Ireland Blitz in Dublin at the weekend. Unfortunately, losing to Cavan, but they did pick up silver medals. And well, as Manus was saying there, it's some progress indeed. We must have a chat about with Manus and the people involved in Camogie because it seems to be going very much under the radar here in the county at the moment. And I'm sure there are people didn't realise that we had a Camogie team. So congratulations again to Manus, the girls and all the mentors and all involved. And Camogie, certainly a great game. Well, coming up tonight on the programme, our special guest later is the Donegal man, who coached Charlie McKeever, who is manager of the Tipperary Minor Footballers. They play Kerry in Croke Park on Sunday in an All-Ireland final. And well, we'll be talking to Charlie in a few moments. But first of all, we're going to be joined by the new Donegal hurling manager, Ardal McDermott, who is looking forward to his new role as Donegal senior hurling manager, having taken over from Ray Jurek.
Ardal, duly appointed Donegal hurling manager. I know, obviously, you're looking forward to that. But first of all, on a much sadder note, and I know a tragic note, and I know the people of Burt and the GAA fraternity in general are in mourning this evening. A tragedy down there, which is a day, one person dead.
That's right, Tom. A very, very sad things down there today, and a very, very sad story to hear news of. And before we start, I'd just like to pass on my condolences to the family and all the people involved, and very nice people they were, and GAA people as well. So I'd just like to pass on the condolences to the family and anyone that's injured. I know there's some people injured there too, and I hope they have a speedy recovery. And as you say, it's a very sad time.
Yeah,
for the locality of Burton, for the GAA community itself, like, so.
Yeah,
our wishes are with them.
Yeah, our wishes are with the Dowd family and with everybody associated with them, and hope those that are injured will recover and get back into action again. Anyway, the new job, I suppose, it's something you always wanted to, or was it?
It was a job, Tom, like I've always wanted, to be honest with you, and I've been involved in that team before in the Nicky Raggard in 2013. And I know most of the players have played with them before and have managed with them before. And I suppose, like, it's a job that one day you'd always hope when you hang up your playing boots that you could go into management. And I have a fondness for management too.
Hmm.
And it's a job that I always look forward to, and that I knew that if the opportunity ever arose, that I would put my name forward. And thankfully, I've been given that opportunity now, Tom, and I look forward to it.
And you're taking over Donegal hurling, probably as high as it's ever been, and in a good place, shall we say, but I suppose that brings its own pressures too.
It does, Tom. Like, I think Donegal is in a good place. Like, we're in Division 2B and we've won the Nicky Raggard now, you know, it is in a good place. There's a number of clubs here playing and putting players forward, but I suppose the way we looked on, I've talked to a lot of the players there too, and I've had meetings with the players and one thing or another, and what they always talk about is the next level, I suppose, and that's what they're going to try and achieve and try and push things on even further. You know, and we're playing teams now that we haven't beaten in my time playing hurling.
Yeah.
And I suppose for myself, that's a personal goal, you know. And I just like to think that Donegal hurling, if we really want to make that step forward, we want to be beating those teams. And I think that's a common goal within the players too, that we're always doing what we're doing, and we're beating the same teams we've been beating now for a long number of years. But we want to maybe just sort of put our heads that wee bit forward and make a wee extra step and manage to beat these stronger teams, like, and really put ourselves up there with the better teams in the country.
Before we talk about what's the plan and what's the plan of campaign and action for next year, you have named your back room team as well.
I have indeed. I was part of the interview process. I had to have a back room team altogether, so it's all, we have everyone in place. I have Adrian Gaffey from St. Eunan's Club. He was the coach at the time he won the Nicky Raggard. He's the man who does the drills and did all the work there, and a very capable coach he is, and well qualified, and a very good capable coach he is, and I've experienced working with him before. So I have Adrian on board. I have Eunan O'Donnell also from St. Eunan's. Eunan's a fellow involved a lot in underage there, and there's a lot of coaching and a lot of coach coordinator for St. Eunan's, and a very good organiser and a very good hurling man. So I know personally, so have him there as well. And Sean Murphy from my own club, who was along with me last year when we took the work team on. So Sean's another man who's done Donegal hurling through and through, and he's been there a lot of years, so, and a good worker. So that's the backroom team, all good fellas, all good workers, and all people that we know that we can work and trust.
Mm.
And then from last year too, we have Colin O'Neill as the physio, and Anthony Coyle as the stick man, the equipment man. So, and we're in the process of, we have a strength and condition almost, we'll talk to someone about that. We just have to get it finalised, the county board. So
yeah.
with everything in place, Tom, like, and that's what we had.
And what's the plan of action now? Are you bound by rules and regulations as to when you can get down to work?
Well, our plan now is, in the start of October, we're going to get the boys together. I know that Martin McCool's contested the county final there at the weekend, and I know McCool's and Satanta are out this weekend in the Tan League. So at the start of October now, very shortly, we're going to get the boys together, and we'll get their strength and condition, get them assessed, and then we'll get their individual gym programs to start the pre-season. We can't do combined training. I think it's the middle of November, I could stand corrected to that, but we can't do the team unit together until, I think, the middle of November. So once that starts, we'll get up and going there.
Yeah.
And we're also looking to do trials maybe, and get to see who's out there, and try and get to talk to the clubs and see if we get trials together, and see if we're going to incorporate a few more new names onto the panel, you know, so give some younger boys a chance and try and blood a few names.
Look, Dardal, that's brilliant. We wish you the best of luck in the job, and we'll no doubt be talking to you ahead of your new season.
Tom, I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Thank you indeed, Ardal, and certainly tragic night and sad night in Borth and indeed the greater GAA community, and our some commiserations and sympathies with the Dowd family up there, highly involved in the Borth club and in Gaelic games in general. Tato Egeirsto, Gleeson Clark, Cumann Luke, Clarskill, Shachlan and Shaw are Highland Radio with me, Tom Comack, with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And coming up shortly, we'll be talking to the Donegal man who is hoping to guide Tipperary to a third All-Ireland minor football success. They play Kerry on Sunday in the All-Ireland final. Of course, that All-Ireland final is the curtain raiser to the big game between Dublin and Kerry in the All-Ireland senior final for the big game this weekend as well. Well, just to remind you once again, if you maybe want to listen back to the programme or you missed a part of it, or somebody wants to listen back to it, you can listen back to the programme on www.highlandradio.com or on our Highland Radio app. So that's a new feature we have over the last couple of months, and it's getting a very good reaction. So if there's anything, if you've missed any part of the programme, or indeed missed any of the recent programmes, you can listen back on those games. Well, as I said, Tipperary are playing Kerry in what is a novel All-Ireland minor final on Sunday, an all-Munster affair. They've already met in the Munster final. Kerry won that, but Charlie McKeever, of course, former Clonidy player, and indeed played on the rage for Donegal as well, and former Finn Harps manager. He's now guiding Tipperary, and did I say I'm joined by Charlie? Well, Charlie, first of all, delighted to have you on the programme tonight, and a very warm welcome.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks very much. Well, it's good to be on the programme, Tom, because it's a sign that we're still in something, you know.
Exactly. Tell me, what's the excitement like down in Tipperary this week?
Yeah, it's been a good week, Tom, but it's been a good month, I suppose, because we've been in the fortunate situation that both minor teams have been in the All-Ireland final. So that's a rarity, I suppose. It's only happened once in Tip before, but in this day and age, it's more rare, I suppose, that two teams from the one county will get there. So it's been a good week, a good month leading up to it, and, you know, with so many crossovers between the two teams, some of our lads have been on high as a kite for the last month alone, you know.
Yeah, and you mentioned, obviously, the hurlers were in the minor final last week. Unfortunately, that didn't go all that well for them, beaten by Galway. But tell me, in comparison, obviously, because we know Tipperary by and large, well, certainly from the outside, it looks like it's a hurling county, and traditionally that's the way it has been. How does the interest and the excitement compare to, say, that you'd find in the streets and meet with people that, say, last week and this week?
Yeah, it's a big thing for them, because I suppose generally speaking, the senior hurlers would be the team that are in the championship longest within reason. And this year they were knocked out at the All-Ireland semi-final stage, so they're pinned their hopes on the young fellas. And you know, it's been great. It's, we're getting great support. I'm in the south of the county in Clonmel, and I suppose there was a time in Donegal, Tom, it was a bit the same. You'd have the south of the county and the north of the county where football mightn't be as have been as strong in terms of the county draw. But so being in Clonmel, it's the deal down here. I suppose football is first ahead of hurling, whereas in the other parts of the county it wouldn't be. So I'm probably in a false situation of seeing it because there's such an interest down this end of the county.
Well, it's a great story, this Tipperary football story, because you're making great strides in the All-Ireland Under 21 earlier. You know, now in the minor, won an All-Ireland what minor of what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, it's a good place to be, Tom. I suppose we look at it that there are three serious All-Ireland football championships in the year. There's the senior, the 21 and the minor, and we've been fortunate this year to contest two of those three, and we would hope that the senior team in the future would be heading that way. And you know, if you said that 5 years ago, you'd be laughed out of the way, and you may still be, but look, there's been progress made at underage, I suppose, for the last countless years, and there's a steady stream of talent going through, hopefully to senior level. I know that this talk of duels is a big thing, but look, eventually when they go out of 21s, Tom, you know yourself, they have to make the decisions made because there's no more underage, and you know, players then are free to make their choice. And I can see quite a number of the lads over the last 3 or 4 years making their way to football over the next couple of years, and will make Tipperary a very strong football county.
Yeah, because I suppose the disappointment has been that, you know, well, anyway, tell me about this team of yours.
Well, sure, look, a lot to be said. They're a very experienced team, Tom. Myself and my management team took up the position 3 years ago after David Power left. David had great success, as you know. He broke the mould in terms of minor, bringing the All-Ireland title to Tip in 11 and won a Munster title again in 12 with probably a better team that didn't win the All-Ireland. And that's been the bar that's set for these young fellas, and they would know them because they would have played with these other fellas. So the bar is set in Tipperary, and everybody's trying to reach that. We reached the Munster final the first year, lost to Kerry, a very good Kerry team, beaten in the All-Ireland quarterfinal. Last year we were weak because most of the lads weren't to the age, and this year, I suppose when we came in first, we brought in 7 boys that we targeted as being good enough as 15, and you know, the fruit is now, those 7 are now on this team at 18 years of age. So we've a team up to the age mostly, which you need to have to be successful, and I think they're now the benchmark going forward. You know, we've taken out the Connacht champions, we've taken out the Leinster champions, and we come up against the Munster champions on Sunday. So, as the man says, if we do win it, it won't be won the easy way. It'll be won taking out the best teams in it. And even that is progress, because we know that we're there by design rather than by luck.
Yeah, and when you take it, you know, your own county, Donegal, has only ever appeared in one minor final last year. You know, and Tip, you were going for a second one in, what, 4 or 5 years. I suppose it makes a mockery of tradition or whatever, you know?
I think, Tom, that it's in one sense, we started off with the aim a number of years ago of making sure that we're top of the pile when it came to Clare, Limerick and Waterford. You know, that we would be trying to get out of that grouping and get in with the Cork and Kerrys of this world. And that was the first aim, and we achieved that fairly early on. So, we, you know, we would feel that we're ahead of those in terms of when we meet, and I don't think we've lost to any now in quite a long time. Mm. But we wanted to get in among Kerry and Cork. And I suppose for the last 7 years, I think we've appeared in 5 Munster finals in the last 7 years at minor level.
So that means that you've beaten either Cork or
that's right,
Kerry?
That's the way, yes. My downfall has been that this is our fourth attempt at Kerry, and we haven't beaten them. We've beaten Cork 2 of the 3 years, but this year and last year Kerry have been our downfall. So we have a little bit of revenge on the cards for Sunday, if at all possible.
Mm. I know you have a number of dual players, a number of guys that played last week. We would call them hurlers, though. Gerlach Nan was calling them footballers playing hurling last Sunday night on the Sunday game, I suppose, when they lost. But you have a number of dual players.
I do. I suppose I was watching it, and I didn't know whether that was a compliment to football or what, or a put down on hurling.
I don't think it was funny. I think it might be a slight put down, because it reminded me actually of the great Eamon Coleman one time saying that all hurlies should be burned in Derry at one stage when there was causing problems with him, and he's getting a team together. So I'm sure there's an element in Tipperary as well. I'd love to see all footballs burned too.
Well, the other way, this is Ger Clare's not a tip man, he's a Clare man, and saying Clare now, Ger would probably follow Coleman's take in the opposite direction. But
yeah.
I suppose all I can say, Tom, is that the county board here in Tipperary have bought into what's happened in Tipperary for the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, it's not easy to fund, like they're very successful, let's say, in minor, 21, senior. The seniors have had a long year. I mean, the reality is that the two teams to beat the senior team were Tyrone and Kerry, both who contested the semi-final, you know. So, like, there's been a lot of money pumped in. Not so much a lot of money, sorry, a lot of time and effort more than money pumped in. And they've got they've been very supportive of the underage structure and the development squads. And they've tried to balance everybody. And to be fair, I can say in my 3 years here that they've treated us the same as the minor hurlers all the way through. So the support has been great. In relation to the duels, we have five that started last week. I'll have seven of the group playing on Sunday. And look, they're dual players because they're the best players in the county. You know, that's what they are. They're the top of the range in terms of quality. And indeed, very few of our team wouldn't play hurling. Like I make the point that their downfall in terms of time put into it is the club scene rather than the county scene, because all these fellas that I have will play hurling at club level. You know,
yeah.
So that's where the issue lies. But in terms of the duels, we have nine altogether. We'll have seven starting. And that's a sign of, and most of them up the middle, like they're strong individuals and they've had a long year, but they've had a very enjoyable year. I mean, no one's going to complain, Tom, about getting to two All-Ireland finals. I mean, they've played in, these boys, some of them will be appearing in Croke Park for the fourth time in a month this Sunday. And sure, what could be better for the summer than that?
Yeah. Anyway, just digressing for a minute, how did somebody that some of our younger listeners will remember manage Finn Harps? How did he end up managing Tipperary minor footballers and get involved in Tipperary football in general?
Jeez, I don't know, Tom. I suppose, look, like a lot of fellas, I mean, Declan Bonner was there last year. Declan, I'd be a bit like Declan. I've got the bug, I suppose, for
yeah.
management. And Declan would have been a fella who did both for quite a while and did it at a far, far better job of it than I did. But, you know, I went to school in Falkara at a time when the boarding school had just finished, and a huge influence there from Father Michael Sweeney and from Father Sean Gallagher were both there, and I wouldn't be alone in saying that, but they're two magnificent men, and they, for both sports, if you know
yeah.
what I mean, like, so they were the role models for me anyway that we looked up to at the time, and from a management perspective, you couldn't get two better people, because by God, they could manage, you know, could manage young lads and they could manage teams. So that's where the bug came from, and I suppose I had it from an early age. I was kind of caretaker manager Harps at 21 or 22 when I came out of college for a while, and but I still played a lot of Gaelic for
Clare. And you managed a very successful PCC team.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. So we would have been involved in Gaelic to that extent, and then went out to St. Eunice and again the same there. But look, when we moved down to Tipperary, I took up Clonmel Town as a challenge for 5 or 6 years. We were a good junior football team, soccer team, but the bug was there with the Gaelic, and my own two young fellas got involved in commercials, Clonmel commercials here at under 12 level, and I had a team from 12 to 21. They're now just on the last 21, we're in the 2021 final in a couple of weeks' time, and that'll be that group going through. So it was kind of natural progression then, in one sense, to go from there to the county minors, because our minor footballers and commercials have won the last six county titles, so we you know, we've been very successful there. So I just fell into, after David Power, into the minor thing. So I did a year or two at development and then went into this. So that's where I finished up, Tom. And to be quite honest, it's a great place to be. You want to be involved with young fellas, and particularly with successful young fellas who are going to make some sort of a mark down the line. You know, it's more about, at that level, it's more about developing fellas for the senior team, really. And if along the way you achieve something in terms of winning All-Ireland or Munster titles or whatever, but it's really about the bigger picture and getting them through the senior level.
So can we say that Father Mick Sweeney might have an influence, should Tipperary, and Father Sean, should Tipperary maybe win on Sunday?
Absolutely, because you know, it's a long time since I've been out of Donegal, but like you've got to think back to who got you started and who got you into it, and look, those two men left no stone unturned in terms of what they did in that period of time. And another man, God rest his soul, that would have been around at the time of Seosa Kelly and Clohanealy, who, I mean, I was living out in the middle of the sticks up there in Derrynconner, and he would have come up and driven us all around the place when we were, when Clohanealy was struggling to put under 12 and under 14 teams together. And Seosa was, what was great about Seosa was that he was ahead of his time, because he, at the time, I suppose, Tom, the ban and all that wasn't long gone. You know, we're talking
yeah.
the early 70s.
Yeah.
And Seosa was a man ahead of his time, because he loved all sport, and he would have been as happy for you to be playing soccer as playing Gaelic, you know, and would have been, I mean, there was a Gaelic league at that stage in terms of soccer, if you remember, and all the clubs up there, all the Gaelic teams had soccer teams, you know.
Yeah.
So, again, look, they're the people that you look upon, and you kind of say to yourself, if you follow in their footsteps and contribute to any young fella making it at any level or even staying in football, you know, that's what it's about. That's the enjoyment of it, you know, and I'm sure every single manager at any age level or at any level of football whatsoever, that is what they're there for. They hope that you can pass on to somebody else what was passed on to you by these great people that came through your hands, you know.
And you're not the only Donegal man involved with this team as well. A very good friend of yours, and indeed a good friend of ours here, Michael McGeehan, is also helping you out.
Oh, sure. Michael's been, and not through any effort of mine, but Michael's been heavily involved in Tipperary football for the last 2 years. I would clearly state that the progress being made at senior level, that he has contributed a lot to it, because before he came into the setup, they were moving all right, but there was certainly a lack of scoring power maybe. But if you look at the stats, I think for the last 2 years for the county seniors, I think they're at the top of the stats nationally for certainly in the National League for what has been scored, you know. So he's got the shooting boots out in Tipperary, and they've been going great, and he's been a great driving force within it. And for me to be able to, I suppose, draw from that and draw from the senior management team, which we do regularly in terms of video analysis and strength and conditioning and all these things, but I mean, Michael is so hands on down here that he came from Donegal last night, did a session for the county minors in Semple Stadium last night, took the session himself, which was great to get a different voice involved and a different attitude, I suppose, as well. And I'll tell you, he tightened them up last night now in terms of their preparation for Sunday, because not one of them would speak out of turn. So look, as I say, it's great to have that, whether he's from Donegal or anywhere else. You know, Michael's just a talented coach and indeed a manager, and he it's great to have him on board, not only last night, but he's been someone that one's been able to get information ideas off for the last while. And I tell you, there's another Donegal man down here, Tom. Jerry McGill is another principal down where I am here, from down the west of the county there. He's a principal out down to Prairie and has been
helping. What part of the county is he from? What part of Donegal is he from?
He's down around Ardra, down towards Kilcare there. He used to play in goal for Donegal many years ago.
Oh, Jared McGill, is it?
He
managed Dublin Ladies.
He managed Dublin Ladies and to an All-Ireland, and he's down here and was heavily involved with the 21s for the last couple of years and is now going to be involved heavily with the Tipperary Ladies. So there's a few Donegal men coming out of the woodwork down here, Tom, for whatever reason.
Anyway, back to Sunday. As you mentioned, you have yet to beat Kerry. They played you earlier this year in the Munster final. I think there was a 5 or 6 point margin in it. Can you make that up this Sunday?
Well, it's like this, Tom. We couldn't perform any worse than we performed in the Munster final, either as a management team or as a football team. As a management team, we got it completely wrong, and I've been open in saying that I got it wrong. I tried to complicate the situation too much, because we had 17 fellas out of the 30 were involved in their leaving cert, and for the 3 weeks prior to the Munster final, they were doing it, and we only trained in pockets, I suppose, in groups, and more about physical training. And then the plan I put together was just too complicated to try and deal with Kerry. The matchups we got wrong, and the players themselves on the day, you know, didn't perform, and they know that. We had lots of disadvantages. There was that, and then there was the, you know, a crazy 12 o'clock throw-in time in Killarney for a minor provincial final. Is ridiculous, like, so we had to stay overnight in Tralee and travel into Killarney, and a lot of that went wrong, and we were in their backyard, and they were All-Ireland, as they are All-Ireland champions already, so we just didn't perform, Tom, at all, and saying that, you know, we were beaten by a far better team on the day. Now, we have clearly progressed since then. The big question is, have Kerry progressed much more since then? And look, the advantage they have is that they have a manager there, unlike me now, who's only getting used to the setup. I mean, Jack O'Connor's a legend of a manager, and he certainly won't leave any stone unturned for Sunday.
So anyway, look, unfortunately the clock is beating us here, but Charlie, but the best of luck, and we're following your fortune with great interest.
Thanks a million, Tom. Thank you very much.
That's Charlie McKeever there, of course, manager of the Tipperary minor footballers, who were in that All-Ireland final against Kerry on Sunday. Of course, Kerry, the reigning champions, defeated Donegal in last year's final, and listening to Charlie there, it's no great wonder that the team he's involved with are in an All-Ireland final. But my thanks to Charlie, my thanks to Ardal McDermott, the new Donegal hurling manager, and also to my other guest, Manus O'Donnell, and congratulations again to Manus and the Donegal Camogie girls. But also thanks to Jimmy Stafford and so on. That's it for this week. Slán agus beannacht, go dtí an seachtain seo chugainn.